George Floyd's family released the results of an independent autopsy, and the findings were that George Floyd died from asphyxia. The report went on to say it was Chauvin's knee to Floyd's neck and the weight of the officer that caused Floyd's death. However, the medical examiner said George Floyd had fentanyl in his system and died from a heart attack. But the medical examiner's report did state that Mr. Floyd had a heart attack while they were arresting him. The
Junior.
Report...
That don't do
fentanyl
it.
Sound
I've
familiar
had plenty of it. Had plenty of it. Every time I go to the hospital, they give me fentanyl and Finnegan. That don't do it. That knee did it.
Because you have sickle cell, right, Junior?
Yeah, and they give it to you. Yeah.
And you take fentanyl all the time.
All the time, huh? Every time I go in there. First thing I do.
We might need you to be a witness, Junior.
Call me.
See, and I'm glad you said you had it because I thought I had it too. Because when I make sausage, I put it in there.
What?
You ain't putting no fentanyl in no sausage.
It's a narcotic.
You mean fennel?
What I use to make it taste like sausage. Fennel
is he crazy? Is he crazy?
That's my dog.
I know laughter is the best medicine, and I know you trying. You're so crazy.
Yeah,
somebody get stupid with me, man.
Get
Come
your
on.
Uncle.
No, let him go.
Fennel and sage, if you put it in turkey meat, it takes jet lag sauce. Just trying to tell you.
Really,
proud of
Steve? Now I got to finish the story now.
Come on. You know, we're gonna be something other than that.
Right, no, it was what it was, murder.
That's all it was.
That's what the report said. The cause of death was homicide. And we're, of course, still praying for the Floyd family. And also the city of Houston will join the Floyd family at a peaceful march this afternoon in downtown Houston, Houston, Texas, of course.
Yeah, and I saw the Floyd family is asking for peace.
Yes, his brother was on TV yesterday in Minneapolis, and you're absolutely right, Steve. And and they are also encouraging people to get out and vote, not just on the federal level, on the local level.
I saw on social media, too, that Floyd Mayweather is going to pay for the funeral. Did you guys see that?
I did.
I didn't see that.
The Floyd family has accepted his offer, his generous offer.
Very nice and generous of Floyd, yes.
Yeah, he said that was on his heart to do.
That was on his heart, yeah. Wow. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to take some phone calls. We're going to go to the phones, 877-29-STEVE. We'll take a phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.